Hi, Scott.
Hello.
Just what are your thoughts on just the overall process of the game tonight? It seemed like there was large stretches where neither team was really completing any tape-to-tape passes, sort of maybe not as clean of a game as last night was.
I thought tonight was a more entertaining game, I guess. But when you say that, I entertainment and entertaining for a fan who just came to watch the game and didn't care who wins because there was 9 goals scored and some opportunities that weren't created last night. I think I liked our first period a lot. I thought we were really moving the puck well, and then we started to slow things down in the second and third period was kind of hit or miss. So, we've got a Logan Day who goes out halfway through the game, and we're playing with 4 first-year defensemen out of our 5D, and there's gonna be some things that they're gonna do that aren't expected, that aren't by design, but that's part of the learning process. That being said, overall, I'm pleased with how they're playing. To be able to, jump into a lineup and be able to compete at the professional level, is huge for us. So, there's a lot of positive things there.
And just what did you think of the power play tonight? I know coming in, I think it was 1 for 25 or whatever it was. You got 2 goals tonight and sort of, I mean, forced overtime, the big power play goal in the third.
Yeah, we've had some good looks in our power play. We were getting better with our breakout. I thought tonight was the best that we've been on the breakout as far as actually gaining possession, and we're trying to score off the rush. So what happens is when you do that, it can be very quickly be one and done. But you don't want to turn down those opportunities. They're good opportunities, and it's part of that's kind of the give and take with it. When we did have our setups, we moved the puck well. We had some good looks at the net, some near misses, and it's been like that the whole time. When we've gotten set up and had possession, we've had some good looks at the net and haven't been able to capitalize, hit post and all that. I think it's been a little more on the unlucky side, and so I felt like it was a matter of time before they would go in, and hopefully we'll keep building. We've got, what is it? We get one last game? We did get one last game, right? Two
Oh, yeah.
games.
Yeah. Two games. Yeah. I think Wednesday.
Imagine that. The games are starting to blend together, so they must be playing a lot now.
Yeah. And then my only other question, Felix Sandstrom, I'm sure you're, I mean, he wasn't available to get into a game, so you sort of had to wait since he was on the taxi squad. How hard is that for a goalie to come in, after, especially after a month off, to come right into a game like tonight?
Yeah, he had the exhibition game against Wilkes-Barre here at home, and that's all he's played basically in 2 months. So, it's tough. You can practice all you want, but when you start playing a game where, you're getting bumped into, people are going to the net, there's traffic, it's a lot different than just practicing. So, he gets a rest off tonight, and hopefully he'll make a step forward in this next game.
Thank you.
Amy, I see that you have your hand up. Go ahead.
Thank you. Hi, Scott.
Cool.
Can you talk a little bit, we just spoke with Ryan Fitzgerald. Can you talk just a little bit about what an asset bringing him in has been so far for your team?
Yeah, I think he's a 4-year pro now, and so he's kind of like borderline young player, veteran player, and he's at the time I didn't know him as well. I didn't know he was as good a player as he is. I've seen him put up points, but from the opposition bench, it doesn't there isn't wasn't anything in particular that I was watching that wowed me. But now that he's been with us, there's a lot of things to like. He's a playmaker. He's got the ability to score. He's got good hockey sense. So, you know, for us, I think he's been a nice compliment to Cal. I don't think we had any players last year that compliment to Cal. And I think Cal now has maybe his sixth or seventh assist, maybe. I don't know. I don't have the stats in front of me.
Sixth, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, that's encouraging. And he's done a good job of complimenting that power play unit, which has now turned into a full line. And we use him at killing penalties. So, you know, with all the youth that we have, he gives us a little more, I don't say veteran presence because he's not a vet, but he does give us some experience that allows us the opportunity to put him in some situations that we don't have to, you know, commit completely to all our younger players.
I know we're just out of the game, but is there any update on Logan Day as of yet?
Not yet. He's got to go see a doctor Monday, depending on how he feels tomorrow.
Great. Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Bob, do you have a question?
Yeah, sure. Thank you. Hi, Scott.
Hello.
Hi. I wanted to talk more about the defense and this whole, you know, trial by fire pretty much that the rookies are getting, and even more so now after Logan Day went down and you referenced four rookies out of the five. You know, this is an exciting opportunity for them to try to seize. They make a mistake, they go out there, and then they go out and make a good play. And you're seeing a lot of back and forth on that, I would assume.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff that is bad is just more inexperience than anything else. I think one of the hard things to come to terms with when you go from, you know, probably most of these kids have dominated junior. They've all been drafted, so they have experiences that have led them to be some of their league and team's better players. But now you're coming to pro, and everybody is on your level, especially when you're 18 years old. And the adjustment to playing against men and the pace of the play and the strength of the play, sometimes you just have to cut your losses. And that's probably the hardest thing for these younger players to realize that, you know, there are instances where you live to fight another day just by making the smart play, whether it's up the boards, flipped out into the zone, whatever it might be. And they all have different varying levels of confidence of what they can and not a whole lot of what they can't do. But that will come with time. That's an acquired taste. We've seen it with all our defensemen. You know, you look at the Flyers. We went through it with Travis Sanheim, Phil Myers, Robert Hagg, Mark Friedman, Ghost for the little bit of time that he was down here when I was here my first year. So, you know, it's part of the process, and we expect it. And they, you know, probably hear more discussions from us than any other players because, you know, outside of the goalie, they're the second to last line of defense. There's an expectation that you've got to make the right play coming out of your zone because it can be in the back of your net very quickly.
You know, one other observation I've made about these four rookie defensemen, and I don't know what exactly I'm expecting, but they seem like four completely different players. They all have different strengths and skill sets and as much variety as you could get in four defensemen. I feel like that's what we have here.
Yeah, I would say, you know, when you look at Wiley and Millman, you know, they're both offensive guys. Z too, he's an offensive guy, but, you know, different body types. You know, Z's got a lot of range. You know, he's going to be, you know, comparable to a Travis Sanheim, Phil Myers type, big body, reach, can skate. And you know, he's probably had the biggest adjustment because there isn't a play that he doesn't think that he can't make. And some of those plays are to cover people, and yeah, they're on the stick, but what can that player do with it? So, you know, finding your first option, I tell our defensemen all the time, I ask them who's Tom Brady's favorite receiver. Sometimes it's tough when you're talking with a Russian player because they don't know who Tom Brady is. But that being said, they, you know, everybody throws out one receiver or another, Gronkowski, Edelman, whoever it might be. And my response to that is it's the guy that's open. And that's a hard thing for players who think that, you know, there's got to be a little more sex appeal to all the plays that they make for it to be a good play. And the reality is it's whatever is available and what works. And, you know, if you're constantly making the hard plays, and that was a conversation that I had with Robert Hague after three quarters of his second year with me. He just, everything was home run. Everything was standing still. And when it didn't work, it was turning over and he's deep in our zone while the puck's coming back at him, or he was icing it, or if it got into the offensive zone, he wasn't part of the rush, not part of the offensive zone play for a pass option or a pinch option. And, you know, all of a sudden you put together two 10-foot passes. That's the 20 feet that you're looking for. And it just makes the game easy and the transition quick.
Well, it's fun watching these guys, you know, take one step at a time. Scott, thank you.
All righty, you're welcome.
Tony, did you have another question? I see your hands up.
Yeah, I know we've been talking a lot about them lately because they keep scoring goals, but what can you say about Wisdom and Willman and these goal scoring streaks? I'm sure you like it, but you'd probably like to see the offense spread around a little bit more as well.
I don't think anybody complains where the offense comes as long as it comes, right?
I guess. Just what do you think of those two players? I know they're in different points in their career, but for an 18-year-old to, you know, find these open spots, you don't really see that often from a younger player, especially the tough areas of the ice like that.
Well, I think both those guys have really hard shots and great releases, and that's, you know, like you can get to all the spots all you want, but at the end of the day, you've got to be able to shoot the puck with accuracy and get it off quick. Like tonight, you know, that first goal by Max, he used the defenseman as a screen. I think he shot it through his legs, and the puck was already in the net by the time the goalie went down. So he didn't even know it was coming. And then, you know, you look at Zaid and his ability to get that puck off and get it up quickly over the goaltender. Those are skills and not everybody can do that. So, it's, you know, there's different things that players have in their toolbox, and, you know, the players that have those types of releases and the ability to get shots off in traffic, both those guys are strong players and you can get a stick on them, but they still find a way to get their shots off.
Gotcha. Thank you.
Yep.
Real quick, Scott, what did you think of Zaid's goal yesterday at Wilkes-Barre?
Yeah, that's as I don't think I've ever seen a goal like that scored here. You know, like to be basically hauled down and then have the wherewithal to be able to get up and not just shoot the puck, but then take it to your backhand. You know, like I once he got past the guy, I thought for sure he was going to be shooting it, and I didn't have any expectation that he was going to get it off with anything on it just because of the pressure that was on him. And then all of a sudden he pulls it on his backhand and goes over the goaltender. It was a pretty special play.